Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna... Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Hey, welcome everybody to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It is your annual Thursday date with the crew from CycloneFanatic.com here on 1460 KXNO. My name is Chris Williams, a little bye week Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Of course, we are presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Benchwarmers in Ankeny is the hotspot tonight, as of course we are going to be watching Auburn and Kansas State here momentarily. That game kicks off in just about a half hour. We'll be talking a lot about that. We'll be recapping Iowa State's victory over the Iowa Hawkeyes from last weekend as well. No Brent Bloom at this point in time, but we do have Jeff Woody, former Cyclone running back. How are you, Jeff?
I am great today, and I say for the first time today, Emaw, go Wildcats. Every man a Wildcat today.
Is that what that means? Because I've always seen that, like, on Twitter and stuff, but I've never understood what
that actually means. E-M-A-W, every man a Wildcat.
All right. I want to pick your brain, but let's just start right there. Kansas State, Auburn, one of the, for a Big 12 fan standpoint, probably one of the more interesting games on the college football schedule this season, comes up tonight. I don't think Kansas State wins this football game. The Big 12 in us wants to see Kansas State win this football game. But I go back to what I saw a couple weeks ago in Ames, and clearly Auburn is a much better team than Iowa State. I think even the biggest Iowa State homer in the world can admit to that. And, I mean, I look at an Auburn program that's covered 13 times in a row against Gus Malzahn. 13 games in a row they've covered the spread, Jeff. 13.
Well, isn't Bill Snyder like 8-1 against spread against ranked teams or something like that in the last?
Bill Snyder is, I believe, I actually have it all written down. He is 4-1 at home as an underdog since he came back in 2009. Bill Snyder is 20-9 overall as an underdog since he came back in 2009. But they have not beaten a team. Kansas State has not beaten a non-conference ranked opponent since 2002.
Which, yeah, I don't think I've wanted a team not wearing cardinal and gold to win a game as badly as I want Kansas State to win this game.
It'd be sweet. I completely agree.
Yeah, I just don't know if K-State has enough defense to slow down Nick Marshall and company on the Auburn offense. But if they do, the only way this happens, the only way they get this win is if they do just the wizardry of holding the ball for like 41 minutes during this game that Kansas State tends to do of just run the ball and run the ball and run
the
ball.
The Bill Snyder vampire syndrome that Bloom likes to talk about.
It's Bloom's favorite topic, calling Bill Snyder the vampire, which he clearly is.
I think this is a classic Snyder game until about the third quarter, and then I think Auburn will pull away.
Yeah, and I think turnovers are going to play a big part in it too. Like, if Kansas State holds onto the ball and somehow manages zero turnovers, this game is going to be absolutely tooth and nail. But if Waters throws a pick or two, or somebody fumbles and Auburn gets on it, and you get that, you give that offense more chances than it needs, then it's just going to get out of hand real quick.
Here's a crazy stat from you. I saw Clay Travis retweeted this earlier today. This is insane. Auburn has 49 former 4- or 5-star recruits on their roster. This is according to the ESPN rankings. How many do you think Kansas State has?
2-1. 1?
49-1 as far as – I mean, that's the differential in talent, but, of course, Kansas State goes to – you know, they go to battle with less talent than a lot of teams, still end up winning. The Wizard.
Yeah, here's another stat. Kansas State has 50 – I think it's 58 former or current walk-ons on the team.
That's insane. Yeah. How do they do it? Like, well, I mean, other than the vampire thing, give me some football – drop me some football knowledge, Jeff Woody. What, when you go into Manhattan, what makes it so – difficult to play there, and what do you think Snyder's key to success is?
What Kansas State's key to success always is they do every little thing right. Like, when you go to play Kansas State and you watch a game and you look at the scoreboard, you're like, how are they up by 10 points?
Yeah.
It's because they always win the field position battle. Their special teams are always the best in the country. They always have very few penalties, and they always just maintain the ball. They convert on third down. They stop the – generally are pretty good on third down defense. It's always the little unsexy things that no one really likes to talk about, but Bill Snyder gets guys that want to play special teams. He has kickers that generally are pretty good. He's got punters that are generally pretty good, mm-hmm. and their special teams from one, position 1 to 11 are always just gritty guys, and somehow they win field position by like 15 yards every game, and that just gives that offense, who might be under-talented, a bigger chance to succeed because they don't have to go as far.
Where is Kansas State at as far as toughest places to play in the Big 12?
It's not necessarily the stadium, because the stadium is very similar to Jack Trice, so okay. The atmosphere doesn't really surprise you that much as a Cyclone.
It's a sweet area, though.
Oh,
I love Manhattan. I think it's underrated.
It's very similar to Ames.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. At least Ames is
true.
Ames is on a major interstate.
It's in the, if you take Des Moines and surrounding cities away from Ames, you get Manhattan.
This is true. All right, we'll talk more Cyclones later on in the program, I promise. This segment here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, brought to you by our good friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. During the month of September, this is important, 1 in 7, September that is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and this is an important statistic. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. It's important to know if caught early, prostate cancer is usually, well, it's pretty much always treatable and curable, but you got to catch it early. Men, talk to your doctor at the age 50 about screening for prostate cancer. If you have family history, you need to go even earlier than that. Good news is our friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center have 8 metro locations in Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines. IAMensCenter.com. I go and hang out once a year with Doc Nicholson in Ankeny. You should too. All right, Jeff Woody, let's get to the Cy-Hawk football game from earlier in the week. Well, it would have been 6 days ago. You told me after we got off the air last Thursday night, we're sitting around, and you were insanely confident about that football game. At 14-3 at halftime, were you still confident?
Yes, I was, and I'm not just saying that, because the drive that Iowa scored their first touchdown on, which I don't know if it was televised or not, but it was set up on a Colin Downing punted, and Ken Lynn, who's one of the gunners, didn't see where the returner was. He was checking for the ball, whatever, and ran into him, and 15-yard penalty, halo rule. So that set him up, I think, at the opposite 45, so the minus 45. It took Iowa 15 plays and 2 fourth down conversions to get in the end zone from 55 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
So if it, as a defense, even if you allow that touchdown, 15 plays and it took them 2 fourth down conversions, you think that's the best they've got, and it took that much to get that far, we are absolutely in this game. And another thing is we fumble going into halftime, and it's still an 11-point game, and it took another miracle. They had 3 fourth down conversions. One was 4th and 8. And they had to fumble, Devon McNeely fumbled inside the 1, and all of those things put together, and it was still within a 2-score game. And that type of, when you kind of mix that together, it's, they threw the best they had at us, and it's still this close.
515-284-5966, it's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive, Jeff Woody, and Chris Williams here with you. If you want to join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, again, 515-284-5966, if you want to ask Jeff a question. I was impressed, I think, the two things really stuck out to me. One was the secondary. I love the secondary. That's going to be such a fun group to watch. But two, and this is what I wanted to pick your brain on tonight, is Sam Richardson. 68% completion percentage through 3 games at this point. That puts him in the top 30 nationally. If you go down and break down his statistics, his completion percentage is getting better throughout the game. He's over 70% in the second half. So, you know, it comes down to the conversation we've had for the past couple of weeks. I'm always like, dude, he's 1-12 as a starter. Win a game. Overcome some obstacles. I think he did that on Saturday. Is this a deal now where he can parlay that the entire that's that cliche that I hate, but guys got to learn how to win. Did they do that on Saturday?
I think that was a huge step towards it.
Yeah.
And I think the bad part is you're playing Baylor. Also, the good part is you're playing Baylor.
Yeah.
So after this win, it gave Sam a lot of validity in saying, you know what? I've got guys that are going to do their job if I just do mine. And I think that's the thing that Sam would fall victim to most of the time in those losses that he's had, is he's seen that, you know, they're down by 7 or with whatever situation, and he wants so badly to make the play that his mechanics start to go, he starts to get a little happy in the pocket, he starts to try and overthrow everything because he wants to make the play so badly. But I think in this game was kind of the first time since the Kansas game in 2011 where I've seen Sam completely relaxed throughout the entire game. And the great thing that provided that is just a complete faith in everyone around him that, you know what, I'm going to put this ball in the air. Like the pass to the on the left sideline to Lazard, that was pert near picked off. I mean, that thing went through a linebacker's hands, and it got to Lazard. But Sam was just trusting his guys, you know, this is where I'm going to put the ball because I know you're going to do your job and get it. And I think that's the biggest change that Sam's had from week one to week three.
Well, and it was impressive, too, I thought, in the sense that, you know, Bundridge is already out with the torn ACL. You had Jarvis West go down in the third quarter. You had P.J. Harris go down, in the second or third quarter. That's three of your top five wide receivers on the season-opening depth chart out. You have a guy like Brett Metters step up. You know, Alan Lazard grew up even more in front of our very eyes.
How good is he going to be?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the thing is, he's doing things that we didn't really think he would do this year. You know, I thought he'd just be like, oh, throw it downfield to Alan, let him run underneath it. But he's, you know, you can use him in a little possession-type receiver role. I mean, the concentration he had on the Iowa kid should have had the pick six at the end of the game. You know what I mean? The concentration that Alan Lazard had to still make that catch was just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and another thing, like, a Lazard note, is in the first week, Sam threw an interception that went off one of Lazard's hands, and his other hand was unencumbered and could have got it up there. It was that one that it was either North Dakota State or Kansas State. I think it was North Dakota State. Anyway, got it in his left hand, and it kind of just bobbled down. The guy picked it off. This week, there was almost that exact same play, and Lazard went up, snatched it, both hands, brought it down for a first down on third down. I mean, things like tangible plays, like exactly the same play, and he did what he's supposed to do this week, what he didn't do week one. And you can see guys that are learning and guys that are growing, and that was a big moment for me of just being like, this guy gets it. He knows what he's supposed to do.
Absolutely.
He knows how he needs to get better.
Quickly, and then I want to get to TJ from Indianola, who's on the line. Why isn't Vario Montgomery playing? What's his status? Because if you would have told me Brett Metters has three catches at this point in the year, Montgomery has zero, there's no way I would have believed that. What's going on there?
I think there was it's a confidence thing with the coaching staff. And I think
trust?
Yeah, it's a trust thing. And
okay.
Coach Rhodes, one of his foundations is trust. Like, and I haven't coached or haven't been coached under Mangino, but I would assume it's the same way. If I don't trust that you're going to do your job, then I can't put you out there in good faith. You might be the most talented guy in the country, but if I don't trust that you're going to do what you need to do at full speed, I don't know.
Is this a Drake Furch, Jared Brackens type deal?
We'll see. I think
Furch has looked pretty good.
Furch has looked pretty
good.
Pretty
darn good.
He's starting to grow.
He's earned his minutes, absolutely. All right, let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline. Right. TJ from Indianola. You're on with Jeff Woody. What's going on, TJ?
It's a beautiful evening, and it was a beautiful week after the great win Saturday over the Hawks. It was tremendously inspiring, and I hope the Cyclones can keep it going. And all I wanted to say to you fellas was go Cyclones and War Eagle. Thank you.
Come on, man.
Wow. Cyclone fan calls in and drops the War Eagle bomb. Never thought I'd hear that tonight on the Hy-Vee hotline. Holy mackerel.
Well, the chiz is gone, so I suppose.
Yeah, well.
A chizless Auburn is a better Auburn.
I wonder if TJ there, who dropped the War Eagle and then bolted, I wonder if he cheered for Auburn while Chiz was there.
That'd be a bold move.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious.
I think he'd be the only Cyclone fan in the history of Cyclone fans.
Do you remember when Chiz got that job, like when he got off that plane, and like all those Auburn fans are just there harassing him? Good times.
Oh, man.
And then you had Kirk Herbstreit going, man, this guy's legit. This guy's Herbstreit nailed it. He may have cheated, but he won the national title. Chris is on the line, Hy-Vee Hotline. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I thought I had called the wrong station when I heard War Eagle there. I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, what's up with that? We're in Des Moines, Iowa, man. This is we're not in Birmingham, Alabama.
Welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Yeah, exactly. What's up, Chris? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I always appreciate hearing you guys, especially Jeff, especially hearing your take on this. I think it's easy as a fan to get caught up in kind of the kind of big picture. They didn't play great week one. They played better week two. They played much better week three, and kind of get caught up in the momentum of this thing. And I was wondering, when you look at a team from more of a technical standpoint, somebody who's been out there doing it, what do you look for as opposed to just the momentum that the armchair guys and Monday evening quarterbacks like me will look for? What are you looking for to really see how the team is gelling, whether they're coming together, and whether they're really starting to click?
I think the big thing that I look for when I watch a football game is I watch inside the tackles, and that's where a team is going to make its biggest improvements, especially on defense. And the big thing about defense is just understanding your job and doing your job and trusting that the guy next to you is going to do his. And when you watch, especially defense is easier to see improved than offense is, because offense, if you're improving, you're scoring points. Yeah. Defense, if you're improving, right, you could be giving up points, but the other team is doing things well, is when you see guys making tackles within three, four yards of the line of scrimmage, getting some tackles for loss, just those situations where you don't see a linebacker vastly out of place. You don't see a defensive tackle going to make a sack, and then a guy runs right behind him. It's just you see guys playing fundamental football, and that's the thing that's exciting. And the thing that's even more exciting is there's room for the Cyclone team to still improve, especially in the running game. So I look in between the tackles, long story short, to kind of see the vast improvement that Iowa State's made.
And that answer your question?
Right now, I was just going to say, do you see that, the way that you're looking at it, kind of matching up with the narrative that's going on about they're getting better, we'll see how they continue to do?
Yeah, they're absolutely getting better. I think if I were to grade the three games, I would say North Dakota State is an F-. Kansas State would be somewhere in the C-plus range, and I would say the Iowa game is a solid B. And I think in the second half it was an A, B-plus, A-minus, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. I mean, they've yet to run the ball very well, and I don't think they've had a 100-yard game out of the running backs, which they're perfectly physically capable of doing. It's just a matter of linemen getting to the spots they know they need to get to, and I think playing teams that don't just run the ball for a living is going to be a lot easier. So the team has done immensely better from week one to week three, but they still have some room to grow.
All right, it's fantastic. Thank you very much, and go Wildcats, I guess.
All right.
Absolutely.
All
thanks
right.
for the call.
That's a good sign-off right there by Chris. The thing, before we get to Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart, the thing I loved about this was my lasting impression from Saturday. I thought that Paul Rhodes, Mark Mangino, and Wally Burnham all called a fantastic game. The team was prepared. In the first half, the only difference in that 11 points and Iowa State having a lead was just player execution. That's all it was. I saw a bunch of guys who looked scared of the moment. I saw an Iowa team and a Kansas State team the week before that expected to make really good plays. They expected good things to happen, and I saw Iowa State not do that, hence Devondrick Neely fumbling it on the one-yard line. Second half, total opposite. I saw a bunch of dudes step up, make plays. We talked about the Lazard one. T.J. Mutcherson didn't drop that interception. In fact, he was talking on Tuesday night. He was ticked off because he didn't take it to the house. I just saw a mentality change, and now that Now that they won a game, hopefully they can carry that on.
Yeah, and
did you see that too, or is that am
no,
I just overblowing
right.
that?
And the thing that the little thing that goes on that gives evidence to that is the little things that see, or the big things that really come down to little things, like that 4th and 8 that they converted in 16. That was just guys afraid to make a play, or guys not
just
quite
hesitant.
Making plays, hesitant.
Yeah.
And then the second half, they just cut it loose, and there was nothing there holding back.
That's why I love that secondary, though, man. That group. I mean, you talk about swagger, dude.
Hit you hard.
All those guys. Cotton Moyle do it. Tribune's a guy who nobody wants to throw at anymore. And quietly, Landon Richardson. Now, listen, that was Iowa. Things about to change, let me tell you.
It's about to change.
When Baylor comes to town and you got to go two totally different offenses. But nonetheless, it's very encouraging. Also encouraging is the fact that Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive joins us right now. And Tim, we've been doing these coupons for Cyclone Fanatics. And for the last, 2 weeks, people are like, oh, my God, we need TVs.
Yep.
I need a TV. We got a sweet deal on a TV this week, buddy.
We got them covered this week.
When I got this in my email, my computer about blew up. This is such a good deal.
I think it's a fantastic deal this week. The first week we started out, we threw a 55-inch TV out there. The TV we're going to throw out there this week, to me, is one that's this can go about anywhere. What we got going on this week here at Nebraska Furniture Mart for our fans listening to Cyclone Fanatic is we have a Samsung 39-inch full 1080p LED HD TV. And the nice thing about the 39-inch, I mean, that's a TV for your bedroom.
Yep.
Put it up in your garage. Throw a second one
that's
in your
That's what I need.
Cave.
I need a garage TV. This is perfect.
Absolutely. Throw yes. it up in there. But this TV, being full HD, MSRP on this thing runs about $550. So that's what the industry says we sell it for. We usually sell it for around $400. Right at $399, but what we're going to do over the next couple days here between Friday and Saturday, stop on into the store, tell them you came from Cyclone Fanatic and you need the 39-inch TV, and we're going to do it for $199.
So it's a half off on a 1080p.
Absolutely.
39-inch LED.
Absolutely.
$200 for a TV.
Absolutely. 39-inch.
Woody just, his eyebrows just went up.
Unreal.
I mean, you got to put one in every room for that price.
I mean, if you're giving it half off, you can buy two of them.
Absolutely. And we got plenty of them this time. There's no limited quantities here. Come in and see us.
Wow.
And, we got plenty to give away this time.
We had some folks tweeting at me, bought some granite countertops last Saturday.
Yeah, we did. We saw that. We had quite a few people come in the store that Saturday morning and had a nice response. And,
good.
We were glad to see people drop it and mention the name and get them taken care of.
All right. Well, hey, so what we're doing every week, we're doing picks on the website. So you go on the website, and if you win the picks and there's a tiebreaker and whatnot, then we put you in the drawing for the Kegerator giveaway that we're going to do on December 1st. Now, all you got to do, too, is you can walk into the store.
Absolutely.
And you can get entered into it as long as you're 19, correct?
Yep, 19 years and older, U.S. resident, all the legal jargon. But sign-up's right in the front of the store. It's got the Cyclone Fanatic sign sitting on top of it. It's Danby Kegerator, great for garage, man cave, whatever you got going on. And, you know, there's some names getting in that fill-up box, but
Jeffrey,
another way to do it is the pick 'em. So.
Are you 21?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am.
Nice. Yeah. I remember
my hairline
says
I'm 40.
Yeah, you. Just checking. Okay, so what Jeff is part of our expert picks group.
Absolutely.
On Cyclone Fanatic.
Expert in air quotes.
So we'll have Jeff here. We'll have Jeff do picks with us. They're about to kick off in Manhattan. I've already made my presence felt. I like Auburn to cover the 9.5 tonight. This has really gone down. It's like it's 6.5 if you wanted to take it right now. I like Auburn by 17 tonight.
Yeah?
They've covered 13 games in a row.
I saw that.
Malzahn is amazing.
I did see that. I was looking at it earlier in the year, and I did see how much they've covered recently. I just, you know, I think Kansas State has this is the opportunity they have to come out and make a statement. You know, people, they came back on Iowa State, did their job, and got that one in there. But
the problem is I've seen them live, and it was fresh off of Iowa State's drubbing of North Dakota State. And Kansas State only winning that game by 4. I saw them in person, and I'm thinking, man, listen, I know Iowa State's getting a lot better, but it ain't nothing like that Auburn offense they're going to see tonight. So you're going to take Kansas State to
cover. I'll take Kansas State to
cover. I hope they do. I hope I eat crow on this.
Yeah.
What do you like?
I pray that Kansas State not only covers, but they win. I'm going to take Auburn by 10. So just
you're flirting. You're
flirting with the line.
Riding
9.5 is
it's
right.
Brett's half point that he always talks about.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's his half.
Yeah. All right. Auburn, Kansas State. So we got two of us going Auburn. Tim's going to take the Wildcats. All right. Interesting one here. Iowa at Pitt, 6-point Pitt advantage. This seems to me like a vintage, like Kirk Ferentz just comes out of nowhere and wins this game by like 14. But I did the numbers dictate Pitt winning this game. They're 8-2 in their last 10 home games as a favorite. I like Pitt by 10 points.
Sure.
What do you think, Tim?
You know, read the paper the last couple days. It's been the same easy flow after the Hawkeyes lose the game to the Cyclones. Everybody comes out in the lynch mob, and then somebody puts out an article talking about what's better on the other side.
Yeah.
But once everybody calms down, looking at the notes, I mean, I saw Iowa was 5-0 against the spread on their last 5 road games. It's the same thing he does
that's
every
a good
year.
Line right there. I love it.
Does a bounce back after everybody. He puts that game in there where he calms everybody down. I think Iowa goes on the road, and it's a close one, but I think they win this one.
All right. What do you think, Jeff?
I don't remember a time where Iowa went on the road and got just whooped, especially to a team that
like
there's
a running team like
this.
Yeah,
a running team like this. I think Iowa hangs with them for a while, and I think they do end up pulling away a little bit later. I think Greg Davis gets a little more aggressive because Ferentz feels the pressure.
Because he has to.
You have to do something. So I'm going to take Iowa.
Okay. You guys are probably the smart. I just went strictly by the numbers, but my gut feeling, I'm kind of with you. This is a classic Kirk Ferentz.
Yep.
They're going to party like it's 1999 in Lincoln. The Nebraska Cornhuskers are 7.5-point favorites over Miami. We got Tommy Frazier ain't walking through the door anytime soon, though. Miami's 0-5 against the number in their last 5 road games. I think the Huskers were woken up against McNeese State. I think it's a pretty good Nebraska team. I like the Nebraska by like 17 points on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think this one's going to be anywhere close.
No, I don't either.
Miami's played one good team, and they got crushed by Louisville, and they beat like Arkansas State and Florida A&M or something. Just a couple small schools. They play quality competition in Nebraska. I think Amir Abdullah goes nuts, and Nebraska wins by 20-plus.
What do you think, Sam?
I'm going a little different here, guys.
All right. We like it. Let's change it up.
Yeah, you know, me personally, I think people were worried about him going to play Fresno State, and they went out there and had such great success.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying how do you look past Miami, but I think they're feeling so good and high coming home that they're sitting there going, no way we should lose this.
Yeah.
And I think Miami sneaks in there, and I think they at least cover the 7.5.
If you go over the last 3 weeks, I mean, the track record of the Big Ten in these non-conference games against power, what are they, like 1-10?
1-10.
Against other
power five. So, I mean, we're all talking about Iowa and Nebraska here,
right.
But if you're just going by what's happened this season alone, I would agree with Tim right there. Okay, Oklahoma is at West Virginia, second Big 12 game of the season. 10 is the number, Jeff. What do you think?
This one kept me up at night in trying to pick this game.
It kept you up at night?
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
I like the Sooners have been one of the most impressive teams in the country so far, and they dismantled Tennessee. That was at home, though. So you go on the road, and I think the last time they played West Virginia, they gave up 400 yards to Tavon Austin by himself.
Yep.
And
I remember that one.
They got another guy. West Virginia's got another guy named White, who's a wide receiver, is just as explosive, which scares me for making this pick, but I'm going to take Oklahoma to cover. I just think they're too talented across the board for West Virginia to match up with on both sides of the ball.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm not going to stray far from what he said here. I think we're only two games in, so it's tough to call really what the year is going to wind up being,
mm-hmm.
but Oklahoma just looks for real to me.
Yeah.
I just see them covering this all day long.
I do too, and I think that we've talked about it on the program. Stoops is out to make a statement. He's going to run
Agreed.
It up on anybody.
Yep.
Because the Big 12, the Big 10 struggling helps, but the Big 12 is not guaranteed a spot in that playoff.
When he's carrying the flag for the Big 12 right
and
now.
And they need style points.
Absolutely.
So he's going to do it in any way, shape, or form that he can. Florida, Alabama, yep. This is a boring football game in my opinion. Bama's a 14.5-point favorite. I like Alabama by like 3 touchdowns.
Oh, that 3-plus. I mean, this is – Florida doesn't look any type of together. They just look out of sorts under Muschamp. And Alabama is getting better. Quarterback situation's getting better. I don't see how this is anywhere close.
Tim?
Yeah, I got to ride with you guys here. I had them. I have Alabama winning by 3 touchdowns. They won the last 3 games against Florida.
Yep.
They've done them all by a score of 20-plus points each. The spread just looked laughable to me. I think it's 3-plus as well.
6-1 against the spread is Nick Saban in his last 7 SEC home games. There you go. We all took this line at 19, Florida State a 19-point favorite over Clemson. That was before Jameis did his little dance at the Union the other day. Clemson across the board now with Jameis sitting out the first half. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually tempted to pick Clemson to cover before this happened.
Yeah.
I know Florida State's who they are, but I think this would be a real first test they get coming across the board. But with what's happened, I see Clemson covering 19 all day long.
Jeff?
Yeah, I think Florida State still wins, but I don't think it's by 19.5. I think Clemson actually, because they got whooped in their house in Death Valley, I mean, last year to Florida State. I think they still feel that. That's one of those red circle games. And I think without Winston, I don't think they'd whip them like they did last year.
Yeah. We got half-price TVs at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde. They're giving TVs away
this week.
So it's Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. Come and see us. Doors open at 10 o'clock Friday morning, open 9 o'clock Saturday morning. We're open until 5 on Saturday, open until 8 on Friday. 39-inch LED 1080p TV. You need one for your garage. You need one for your man cave. You need one for every bedroom in the house. They're only $199.
I want one for my kitchen.
Absolutely. It'd be a big TV for your kitchen, but
no, it doesn't matter.
At $199,
no
who's going to argue?
There's no such thing as too big of a TV.
Yeah, come in and see us. We'll take care of you.
Tim, we appreciate it. Tim
Absolutely.
Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks,
Clyde,
Jeff. Thanks, Chris.
Here with our picks as always. We got to take a quick break when we come back. Bloom should be here any minute. We hope so. We'll be back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection, but did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Mart in Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Of course, we are presented by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, getting ready for Auburn and Kansas State. Welcome my good friend Glenn Waterhouse to the program. GlennWaterhouse.com, State Farm Insurance. Glenn, you're a coach. You're a former Cyclone linebacker, but you're a coach. And now I'm putting you on the Hy-Vee hot seat, all right?
Yes, sir.
Coach Waterhouse, you're Wally Burnham. What do you do to slow down the Baylor Bears?
Well, these guys got to be excited. Baylor hasn't really played anybody. Their opponents
are
about 2-7.
But they score like 200 points every time they go out there.
But I think we're going to have to do, if I'm Coach Wally.
You're Coach Wally.
We've got to put some pressure on the quarterback, all right? And if Corey Morrissey can do anything like he did against, what was that tackle that's overrated at Iowa?
Oh, man. He was hurt.
Hurt or not, man, he just – he put the beat down on him.
Corey looked really good.
He did. He had a great game.
Took it to a new level, didn't he?
I think first off, our defensive ends got to put their, ears back and go straight forward.
But you don't blitz Baylor, do you?
Well, I think you got to. I don't think you blitz a lot. I think you got to sneak some things in there. But yeah. I think what they're probably going to do is, probably man the corners, play a lot of, deep coverage on them and try to not get beat deep.
I like seeing a kid like Mitch Myers move to the inside. Iowa State's a much faster defense when they do things like that.
Right.
And now that the spread defense or spread offenses of the Big 12, I think you're going to see a lot of him, Robbie Garcia, those guys on the inside, because it makes you I love the look when you have Morrissey and Trent Taylor as your two defensive ends. I don't know. They got some potential there. Better spot than I think we were all thinking they were going to be in at this point.
Oh yeah, I mean it's exciting to see what those guys did. Myers inside, and he made some amazing plays. And sometimes just moving a guy to a different position with that quickness inside. So I'm hoping that we can get the defensive line play again. I think that's going to be important because Baylor's going to throw the ball all over.
Oh yeah,
and it's just a matter of making plays, getting pressure in with the linebackers once in a while.
Well, it's just crazy though if you watch Baylor play. I mean they're just. Like, there's nobody within 10 yards of anybody who catches a pass. The spacing is just unbelievable. I'm obsessed with Art Briles. I think Art Briles is just a
pure genius. Read both of his books.
Could be the best coach in Texas, right?
He might be the best coach in the country. He might be. He and Mr. Gus Malzahn, we're watching right now, is Kansas State and Auburn just kicked off. All right, Gwen, we need to buy some insurance. I want to buy it from a Cyclone. I want to buy it from a former Cyclone so I can go in and get all the great stories of Jim Walden and Dan McCarty. Who do I go to, man?
Come on into Johnston here, 86th right. Street, see me. We've got a lot of Cyclone guys coming to see me. Hey, I want to say it's National Life Awareness Month. If you got some Hawkeye friends that feel like they've, you know, near death, tell them to come in and see us. But, no, come see us, glenwaterhouse.com, 223-5566, out in Johnston. Love to talk Cyclone football. We got a lot of good things to talk about. Excited about the season and excited to see if I can help people save some money on their insurance.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Enjoy the game
Go
tonight.
Cyclones.
Enjoy the game tonight. Bring Jeff Woody back onto the program. As Jeff, we got a caller on the Hy-Vee hotline who I think is wanting to pick your brain about Cyclone football. Let's go back to the hotline and talk to Roger. What's up, Roger? Roger, you there? Roger that. He's
paging Roger.
We don't have Roger anymore, but that's okay, Jeff. That's okay. We just talked a little stopping Baylor with Glenn Waterhouse. Glenn says you got to get pressure on Bryce Petty. But I say I'm a little nervous about bringing much pressure.
You don't bring pressure. You have to get pressure.
You have to create it on your own. But have you seen those Baylor offensive linemen? They look like the great Khali. These are superhuman.
That's
the concern.
That's the issue. I guess the two things on defense that you've got to do against Baylor is you have to somehow, whether it's hurts, I don't know, get somebody, somehow you have to get pressure on Bryce Petty. And then the other thing you have to do is you have to tackle one-on-one. Especially because with as spread out as they get you, your middle linebacker or your linebackers, whoever are going to be in the box, most likely it's going to be just one linebacker and four D linemen. You have to tackle the running back on one-on-one, or because if you don't, that's 30 yards right there. And anytime you get that chance, it's got to be a locked up, wrapped up tackle.
What did Central Florida do? Do you remember that game last year? Because they made Baylor look really vanilla.
It's because they got pressure and they made tackles. That's all it is. Is when you to, in
it
order
can't
to stop
be
Baylor,
that easy.
It's that easy to say. It is that impossible to do. And that's Waterhouse, you can talk about that, of making tackles in the open field is one of the hardest things in football.
Hey, we practiced that all night tonight with my practice with my guys. It's got to break down and hit them. But what they've got to do is, like you said, one-on-one tackles with that middle linebacker, stop that running back.
I think, too, there's an element of you mentioned, Glenn, that they hadn't played anybody yet. Baylor hasn't. They traditionally don't play well at Iowa State. However, this is a different Baylor program than the one we are all used to. Even 2 years ago, Jeff, when you guys beat them, they were just kind of getting the train on the tracks. Now it's full steam ahead. So, but I do think that on next Saturday, a week from Saturday, if you hit those guys early, leave a mark early, you don't know how they're going to respond.
Especially, and the person you have to leave the mark on is Bryce Petty. You have to get the quarterback unsettled because that offense is so based on rhythm that he's going to sit back, and there's maybe only two guys that actually run a route on a given play because the other two guys are taking a rest. Is if you can get him uncomfortable and throw it before he's ready, then it means your DBs don't have to cover for 7 seconds or 5 seconds or whatever it is. You can get him and make them cover for 3 to 4 seconds, which is all you're really going to be able to do against those fast wide receivers, and just make him throw it before he wants to. Or like what I talked about earlier with Sam, make him lose his mechanics because he thinks he's going to get hit. That's what you have to do, is you've got to hit Bryce Petty. That's the biggest key, is hit Bryce Petty, make tackles. And if you can do that, then you can at least stay in the game, and then the offense has to do their part.
All right.
We also got to keep the offense. Our offense got to stay on the field. Really milk that clock.
Yeah, no three and outs. Yeah, absolutely. All right, boys, thank you for your time. We got to get to Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Dr. Buck, you wrote what I thought was a fascinating blog. And I'm not a doctor, okay? And I am far from it. I am not a smart human being. So when I read this blog you wrote today at CycloneFanatic.com, of course it's Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic, about ACL injuries. I had no idea. I always wondered why. Well, why aren't you putting that guy under the knife right now? You guys wait 3 to 4 weeks. You call it prehab. This is fascinating to me. Will you explain it to us quickly here on the radio program?
Well, hi, Chris. you bet. It's really an interesting phenomenon that I'm glad we appreciate now. But when someone injures their ACL, by the nature of the ligament being ruptured, the knee will fill up with blood, muscles shut down, they can't bend their knee. And actually, a couple days after the injury, I mean, they're really in pretty bad shape.
Yeah.
In yesteryear, we used to think we should operate on those guys fairly quickly, and that was just not a responsible time. And so what's interesting with someone that has an isolated ACL rupture, they go through prehab, meaning rehabilitation before surgery, and oftentimes by the time they get to the operating room, their range of motion is full, they're on an exercise bicycle, they're lifting weights, and they're feeling great. But if they would go out on the field and plant and pivot and change direction, they'd collapse because they have no ACL. But their knee is really suitable to go through surgery. So in general, people can sail through their ACL surgery these days.
Wow. I mean, that's when did you guys start to realize that, though, that you needed to wait? Was this like in the last 10 years, last 5 years? When did you say that you got that
info? I would say 10 years. It's really become knowledgeable, but you know, with the training staff at Iowa State, for instance, I mean, we have such good backup because you have to have skillful prehab. If you don't have skillful prehab, it doesn't work. And so I think in the last 5 to 10 years, it's really become appreciated. But it is interesting that you will read that these athletes will not have surgery oftentimes for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dr. Buck, we appreciate your time on the program tonight. Thank you very much, all right?
Thanks. Okay, have a good night.
All right, go up and see Dr. Buck and his partners at the McFarland Clinic. They're the guys that work on the Cyclones. If you want to read more about that, you can go to cyclonefanatic.com. Dr. Buck wrote, again, I'm not just saying this, what I thought was an extremely fascinating blog today. All right, we got to take a break. Bloom will be here when we get back. Some Big 12 headlines. The defensive coordinator got fired today. We'll talk about that after this on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Mart in Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers at Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic radio show, of course presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Brent Bloom joins us now. It's good to just show up to work, Bloom.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we pay you for? Anyway?
I know. I'd rather be here. I was stuck listening to a presentation on pharmaceutical drug interactions.
Well, that was not what
yeah,
I was expecting.
Which I would rather talk about the Greg Davis offense.
Speaking of Greg Davis, Texas loses their quarterback, David Ash.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic in the Big 12. I'm actually happy for the young man. I think he made the right decision.
Well, he's had, what, 5 concussions now?
Oh.
And he was a senior.
Seems like a bright kid.
He is. It was cool. Actually, I saw Kevin Durant tweet about David Ash, said you're a real Longhorn, made the right decision. How that impacts him, I don't know. I mean, he was their starting quarterback, but he wasn't exactly electric. Swoops is a young guy.
He's better than Swoops.
I think he's better than Swoops, but by the time Iowa State plays them, I think Swoops has a lot of upside. So we'll see. But I don't think they make a bowl game. I really don't.
You seriously don't think they get?
Well,
to
I mean,
six.
They got to win. They got to win what? 5 games in conference? Do you see that team winning 5 Big 12 games? I don't. I really don't.
He's fired.
You can't fire. I don't think
Why?
You can fire the guy. But
they got more money than we would ever know what to do with. If he doesn't, if Texas doesn't make a bowl game, he is fired. I don't care what the scenario
but you
is.
You can't.
It's Texas.
Then who would take that job if you fire a guy, a successful guy, after 1 year? Who's going to go
I
there?
Think that Charlie Strong was a Band-Aid for the Texas Longhorns.
Well, if they
brought him in to do the dirty work, knowing what this was going to be like. He's cheap. The buyout's cheap. You fire him and you knock your home run.
I would be shocked if that happens, but if they can get Art Briles, Kevin Sumlin, Nick Saban, if those guys can come, then absolutely you fire him today.
Yeah, and I bet you they can get Art Briles.
I don't know.
How did they not get him the last time?
That should have been their target.
Sumlin. Unbelievable to me that they would not get Art Briles.
I don't think they make a bowl game. And Texas not making a bowl game?
Fired.
Two times in like 4 years, that'd be amazing.
Fired. If he doesn't make a bowl game. I don't care what the scenario is. You're at Texas. Texas.
I would say that might be a winnable game.
Absolutely
a winnable game
for Iowa State. Other Big 12 news. Texas Tech, in a weird story, fired its – or he resigned, whatever you want to believe. Their defensive coordinator, Matt Wallerstedt today. They gave up 448 yards on the ground. It's an all right Arkansas team.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're an average SEC team.
You and I from – July said this Texas Tech team has problems.
Big time.
Cliff Kingsbury, if it wasn't Mr. GQ, that team's looked at totally different.
Look at the end of last year.
They lost 6 of their last 7. They win their bowl game. They get some hype because they got a good quarterback coming back. But their whole defense is just a mess. This doesn't help matters. Now, their new defensive coordinator is a Rex Ryan disciple, so they're going to blitz a lot of people. Who knows? But, again, that's a winnable game in Ames late in the year.
The last 4 are all very winnable Iowa State.
This was a good week for Iowa State for multiple reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, quick break. When we come back, we're going to do Capital Orthopedics 5 questions. Jeff Woody will join us back here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Of course, we're brought to you by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. They're giving away TVs for half off, a 39-inch TV half off this weekend. I'll post it on the forum after this. I'll put it up on Twitter. It's an insane deal. Bloom, I know you're in the market for a TV.
39-inch?
Yes.
$200?
1080p.
When are they open tomorrow?
I believe at 8 o'clock.
Am I eligible?
Friday, Saturday. Absolutely you're eligible. Absolutely. All right. We're at Benchwarmers, Kansas State, trailing Auburn, 3-0, real early. Back after this from Benchwarmers on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. None more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions, and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better. And Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and, of course, MarkCharter.com.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, a little Cyclone Fanatic Radio here for you on a Thursday night, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're at Benchwarmers. I'm going to be parked right here until this Kansas State and Auburn game comes to a conclusion. Look at Jake Waters right there.
Nice work.
This is great radio. We're just sitting here watching the game, just hanging out. It's time for Capital Orthopedics Five Questions. Doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, high school athlete. Well, high school warriors are going to go at it tomorrow night on the gridiron. College athlete, pro athlete, you're going to get hurt. 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics. Our friends at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine going to get you back in the game and give you that personalized care that you deserve. 515-440-2676. I'm going to give you that number one more time for Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, 515-440-2676, or you can visit them online, dsmcapitalortho.com. 5 questions, Jeff Woody versus Brent Bloom. Bloom, last week you were convinced that Baylor would not cover the 35-point number at Buffalo. Man, you got crushed on that one. Well, so now Woody has a 1-0 lead, if you remember that.
Here's the deal with Baylor. They're like not human, they're robots. They have guys named Shock and Lynx. So I think they're just naming guys after WNBA rosters at this point on the Baylor. They're not
like
human.
That's just model numbers.
Yeah, yeah, they're just exactly. They're robots down there at Baylor. So I don't know if that should count, but yeah, Jeff has a 1-0 lead. That's fine.
Jeff, you have a lot of confidence with that 1-0 lead.
I do. I feel pretty good about that. Brent is a quality competitor, and I'm, you know.
Oh, come on! Enough with the coach speak.
We're
not
going to give 110% in this.
Talk trash to him. Talk trash. Who leads Iowa State in rushing at the end of the season? Right now, your standings: Sam Richardson, 119 yards. Boy, this is kind of depressing, actually. Aaron Wimberly has 108 yards.
and Devondrick Neely at 64. Blumholt, since you're losing right
Thank
now,
you.
Who leads the Cyclones in rushing?
I'll take Aaron Wimberly. He's got the most carries so far. He hangs on to the football, which is what you need to do as a running back. And so I'll stick with the senior in Wimberly.
Jeff?
I'm going to go with Wimberly again, but for different reasons of once you get into the Big 12 schedule, they play a lot more wide open, and I think there's going to be a lot less pressure in the backfield, which Neely works best with is kind of making stuff out of nothing.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a lot more open. So I think Wimberly's going to have those slasher lanes that he likes to run through. I think he'll end up with the most.
You're both correct. I like Jeff's explanation.
That's fair. No, that's
I thought it was good. Solid analysis right there.
Yeah, mine was not.
Former Cyclone running back, no, Jeff Woody.
You had
good B-plus analysis. Jeff got an A.
He kind of had inside info.
That was unfair. One thing you're very good with, Bloom, is Dana Holgorsen.
Yes.
You're all over Dana Holgorsen. This is your guy.
He is
your Art Briles.
Yes.
Oklahoma, West Virginia. And all you have to do is answer this. Did the Mountaineers have a shot?
Oh, did they have a shot? Yes. Yes, well, here's the deal. Now, they were within a touchdown of Alabama, and I think Oklahoma going there, they just lost a running back in Ford. It's going to be hostile, couch-burning type environment in Morgantown. They're going to be fired up there. They're playing well. They just went on the road, beat Maryland. Clint Trickett's been awesome. They got receivers.
Trickett's ridiculous.
Absolutely. That at home in a game that circled for them after last – they win. I think they might even win out.
Whoa!
No, okay.
Whoa!
They're not going to win outright. They're covered. They will cover.
Jeff?
Yeah, what he said. That's pretty much
Bloom
gets the everything,
point.
Everything he said was pretty much exactly what I was going to say.
Two meetings with these Big 12 schools.
Yeah.
West Virginia's cover both.
Yeah,
cover
well, they both. Played them, they've played them well both. And remember, like Jeff said while I was listening on the way up, Austin went crazy on them 2 years ago. That's not an easy place to play. You guys won there last year, but that can be a fun environment.
Are they nasty? I always heard Texas Tech's the worst, but West Virginia, to me, like I'm thinking of like the demographics of these towns. It seems to me like it would be very
I'm pretty similar. Sure there's alcohol in the stadium at West
yes,
Virginia.
Yes, there
so
is.
So that's why they're nasty.
What's the line going to be for Iowa State and Baylor, Jeff? If you had to project it right now, what would you say?
Because we're at home, I'm going to say they're going to put it at 21.5.
Brent?
This is my dream job.
Remember when we worked at KMA Radio down in Shenandoah, we would do this on Mondays?
This is right in my wheelhouse. I've got it at 24.5.
Whoa, Bloom. I got it at 25.
So there you go.
Son of a gun.
Bloom. Point Bloom.
Come back.
What? Bloom's up 2-1 now?
Well, 2-2.
2-2. Oh, yeah, we had the extra point. Bloom, you had a column today at CycloneFanatic.com on upsets in Paul Rhodes.
Yeah.
And the road victories that he's been able to pull off. Where's that coming this year? What they're going to upset somebody. They have to have an upset on the road. Who are they going to get?
It's a good question. I think I'll give you two. One of the two.
No, you got to give me one.
Okay, the one I would look at is Texas.
Yep.
I think that's the one because questionable quarterback, offense, I don't know if they can keep up. Defense, they're still very good, but it's only going to take 21 points. To beat those guys. It actually sets up a lot like 2010 when Texas
really
had a really good defense. They had Garrett Gilbert at quarterback. Iowa State got up early and then kind of coasted home. I think we could see a similar thing this year.
Jeffrey?
I think Texas is a valid option. I think they play at TCU at the end of the season, correct?
Yes.
I think that's another one where they're going to get the win because I think TCU's defense is pretty sound, but they're not going to – I think when you play against teams that are able to throw the ball and control the ball like Mangino's offense by that point will be able to do very well, I think they're going to struggle with having to try and make create explosive plays against the defense that the secondary is going to be pretty good by that point. I think TCU is the game. If they don't get Texas, I think TCU is the game they get.
Sorry, Jeff. I got to give Bloom the point. And
well, he took the
I'm
one.
On my point
yeah,
here.
I know.
Those are my two as well.
He had the advantage there because he went before you. So Bloom leads. Excuse me. I'm pumped up about this Thursday night game. 3-2, Bloom. Final point. Now, we're either going for a tie or Jeff could have a great answer and jump you here, too.
Okay.
There are rules if I have questions. Iowa State's final record, Jeff.
I think 6-6.
Whoa!
I think it's a bold prediction.
Going somewhere warm?
I think
Memphis? A little Memphis?
Maybe a little rain in Memphis. I think what you look at the rest of the schedule, there are only a few games that I see that are absolute impossibilities. And impossibility with Coach Rhodes, it becomes nothing. But I think Oklahoma, and I think at Oklahoma State is going to be a tough game because they're always fired up to play Iowa State after the upset game.
After you ruined their lives.
Destroyed all of Oklahoma.
Not just
you shattered their dreams at a national championship. And you caught Jeff Woody cost the Big 12 millions of dollars in bowl payouts that year. Great job, Jeff.
Thanks.
I still am convinced Brandon Whedon was so scarred from that game that that's why he's not a success in the NFL.
Jeff
so
Woody is the reason why Whedon's Iowa State career. Is behind financially. Thanks, Jeff.
5-7 to answer the question. 5-7. I don't know where the four are coming from.
I feel ganged up.
No, it's because you did something good. Like, that's what happens. People come at you. No, 5-7. I don't quite see 6-6. I'd love it, but I still think the safe bet's 5-7.
This is Jeff. You know I love you, man. But hell of a comeback tonight by Bloom. He wins five questions.
Even with the bonus point.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. You'll put your best foot forward. You'll come back next week.
That's
a drubbing. You know, you take it 1 week at a time.
I think I'm 2-1 in the show, though.
He is.
You are.
He's got the winning record.
Season record's okay.
You hear the music. We got to go. We're going to be here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny watching Big 12 football for the remainder of the evening. Come on back. Say hello. Thanks to Jeff Woody. Appreciate it.
Emaw.
Brent Bloom, as always, don't drop a War Eagle.
No, Snyder's eating Taco Bell tonight.
We'll be back next Thursday, the Psycho Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.